Okay, I'm ice fishing on Leverett Pond. You kids were small. That was probably 30 years ago. And as I arrived there with my ice fishing sled and my Labrador, Ivan, and there up comes Andy Fettler, who's skating, who's an English professor at the university. And he said, "You know, I've never watched ice fishing. Do you mind if I skate along?" And I said, "Fine." So first thing I did was I went out and cut a hole in the ice to make sure the ice was safe, and it was about 4 inches. And so I put my skates on, and I have this thing with cross-country skis mounted, which has my minnow buckets and my tip-ups, and even had a styrofoam cooler with worms. And I'm holding this with both hands and skating behind it, pushing in front of me. And we go up about 3/4 miles up the lake, and suddenly, I and the sled and the Labrador disappear. We came to where there was a spring hole where there was about an eighth of an inch of ice on top. And I bobbed to the surface and I look over and here's Andy Fettler coming towards me. And I said, "Andy, can you swim?" And he said, "No." I said, "Well, don't come near me." I was worried not about getting myself out, but trying to save somebody who didn't know how to swim. And he insisted, so I said, "Okay, lie down on the ice and spread your weight out." And he did that, and he caught my shoulders, and I arched my back, and my Labrador used me for a ladder to climb out over my chest. I was wearing a heavy alpaca army surplus parka, and he finally slid me out on the ice, and we walked the 3/4 mile down the lake. It was about 15 above with winds gusting to 30 miles an hour. It was like wearing a suit of armor. I was frozen solid, except at my knees and my elbows, which kept moving as I was walking. And we put my clothes in the dryer, and I finally drove home. When I got home, a couple of the Kozlowski boys had seen me go through the ice. They knew who I was. They'd slid a boat out, and they'd salvaged all my gear. And when I got home, my ice fishing sled and my tip-ups and everything was on the porch, which was really great. But later that winter, in December, an English professor and his 5-year-old daughter were skating on Leverett. I guess somebody told me that they were actually, he was swinging her on a sled, and she went through and he tried to rescue her, and they both drowned in the same spot. And it was a good 15, 20 years before I ever went back to Leverett Pond to go ice fishing. I didn't enjoy that.
Did you have frostbite?
No, I didn't get frostbite. I had a hat on and ears were covered. And, no, I was okay. I just... I'm sorry?
Is your hat dry?
No, I went completely under. My hat was wet.